On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers at his spot on the other side of the glass, taking great care of us, so we appreciate him as a producer. In the studio with us now, Thomas Anderson is here. You may recall his name on the ballot in the 109th District State House race recently, or last fall, in Columbia County, primarily in Columbia County. And he is now running for state senate. He is a Libertarian candidate in the 27th District, hails from Millville, PA, so we got Columbia County well represented in our candidates these days. Welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, introduce yourself to our audience. We have to talk about a couple of things, who you are, why you're running, and then your battle to get on the ballot. Most folks are going to look at the ballot today. They won't see your name, so we got to talk about what the process is to get folks want to vote for you. So please, go ahead, introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure. So my name is Thomas Anderson. I've been involved in the Libertarian Party for several decades now, and I've been witnessing, unfortunately, the slow decline of our society from a libertarian model as it was originally founded to a more technocratic socialist society, mostly driven by the Democrats and Republicans running back and forth, each time saying that they're going to restore individual liberty in one way or another and then always failing. And so I think I owe it to my children to try to change the process if I can, although at this point it seems like it's a losing battle, especially now when I'm denied access to the ballot, even though I was duly nominated.
Well, yeah, you've never, as a libertarian individual, you've never had a level playing field in any capacity. You couldn't participate in primaries, and you have to basically run the gauntlet to get on a ballot at all.
Right. Unfortunately, we have a winner-take-all system in the United States, unlike a lot of the parliamentary systems where it's a lot easier for third parties to get a foothold. And what that does is it creates this lesser evil syndrome where if you don't vote for the lesser evil, then you'll get the greater evil. And so we continually move in the direction of evil, just at a slower pace than people otherwise would prefer.
Yeah, what's evil in government? This idea, you know, you have Republicans in there, they say, well, we're for smaller government and lower taxes, but none of that is actually true. I mean, in terms of the results, they may actually be for those things, but it doesn't happen.
Right. I think evil is when you set up a system such that it favors the worst of human nature, human psychology. You know, obviously, everyone is individually greedy. Everyone wants to pursue their own self-interests. But when the system is set up to allow some people to pursue their self-interests over the good of others, then that's, I think, an evil system. And that's how we currently exist. If you have a free market, if you have individual liberty, then that's a good system. If you have centralization of power, then that's going to be an evil system.
All right, so that's kind of the difference. All right, so this system is not allowing you on the ballot right at the moment. I mean, there's just an incredibly difficult opportunity for you to get on any ballot, and then a special session ballot, even harder.
Right, and as a minor party, the Libertarian Party is the third largest party in Pennsylvania and in the United States, so it should not be that hard to get on the ballot. Unfortunately, they have created the system so that it favors the two major parties, and the way that the Libertarian Party is set up is the way that we want to run government, which is from a local level. So all of our county affiliates have the power in Pennsylvania versus the state party. However, the state is looking for a single nomination from the state party, and so I had to go through a double process to get the nomination. First, I went to each of the local affiliates and got their nomination, but then there was no way to submit that nomination to the state, so I had to then go to the state party and also get their nomination. And so by the time I got their nomination, it was, you know, the 11th hour, and we got it submitted, but once again, it was a very convoluted process. The state wasn't clear on exactly what we needed to submit, and we left out one piece of the documentation, which was the statement of financial interests. Now, the state already had two copies of my statement of financial interests.
I was just going to say, you're a good candidate.
I am currently a Pennsylvania state constable, and so as a constable, I need to file my statement of financial interests every year. So I did so in the spring. Then I was running for state representative. I filed it again. Now it's identical because it's based on 2021, not 2022. So they have two copies now. They wanted a third copy. They called me like right after the submission deadline and said that you didn't submit this. And so I said, okay, I will go on the ethics website, submit it, and then I emailed them a copy of it within 15 minutes of the filing deadline. And they said that that was now deficient and they couldn't accept my nomination.
All right, and you're suing.
Yes, I am suing for a writ of mandamus to force the Department of State to put me on the ballot. They initially said that they would agree to that. They would basically not contest the writ, although there was really no reason to even involve the court at all, because if they were on my side on this, they should have just put me on the ballot back in December.
Wow. You're a libertarian. You're one of their favorite asterisks, you know. They want to keep... And we don't have any good 30-party system in Pennsylvania because the Republicans and Democrats run things and they won't allow it. But that's an editorial comment, I suppose. But you're trying to get on the ballot. If you get a mail-in ballot today, your name is not there. Do you want folks to write your name in?
That's correct. Yeah, I don't know if there's any space on the mail-in ballot to write in, but certainly if you disagree with the two-party system and you want a third option, write in Thomas Anderson. Unfortunately, already I think about 20,000 mail-in ballots have been received with the Republican or the Democrats selected. And so that's something like 10% of the entire electorate. So it's definitely going to be an uphill battle from here, but I would at least like to get my name on the Election Day ballot.
Okay, so that would be hard to do, though. I mean, it's right around the corner.
It is right around the corner, and the Department of State have registered their unwillingness to now do that, and that is going to require the court to force them to do so. And the reason why they say that they can't do it at this point is it's late in the game, because the counties are already testing out their voting systems, making sure that they work and everything with the current names on the ballot. But there's no reason why they couldn't still add my name today and still retest everything before the election.
We couldn't do it before because it's last minute, but now it's too late.
Right.
It's just kind of rigged against you. All right, yeah, so write in Thomas Anderson. And there is space on a mail-in ballot. I just got mine, so there's room there. So Thomas Anderson, you just write it there where you would see the name Patricia Lawton and Linda Slagle-Culver. There's space for a write-in, and there you go. Okay, so what do you stand for if elected to Harrisburg?
Primarily, I stand for individual liberty. I want to return the rights of the people back to the people. And so right now, we've centralized things so much, especially in the wake of 2020 and the pandemic, with the lockdowns, the mandates. We've just decided that we're going to set aside our liberty in order to have security, which, of course, Ben Franklin warned us about. And of course, the government never gives back their power. So as soon as you've given them any amount of power, they're going to keep that forever. And we really need to roll back all of these things. We need to roll back to pre-2020. We need to roll back to, you know, pre-2000. We need to keep going all the way back to the Constitution. The Constitution is the source of government power, and if they've exceeded their power in the Constitution, then they should not be wielding that power. And so that's my primary goal in the long term. In the short term, we really need to address the things that are hurting people today, which is stagflation, the recession and inflation that's currently going on and getting worse. And there's certainly things we can do in the state to alleviate the pain of stagflation.
For example?
Well, for example, we can promote drilling of the gas again. During the Democratic administration, that was taxed and regulated to death, and a lot of companies left Pennsylvania. In fact, Chesapeake went out of business or declared bankruptcy and were restructured. And we just need to roll back those regulations and taxes so that we can promote the gas extraction again. That brought us tens of millions of dollars across the state back in the 2010 timeframe, and we can do that again. We can bring back tens of millions of dollars in leasing, and then also in all of the ancillary industries from drilling, transport. We can create a hydrogen infrastructure here in Pennsylvania as an alternative to gasoline and diesel, because those are in short supply and potentially could have a shock if we lose access to diesel. There's only, I think, 20 days of supply of diesel. And so we can run trucks on hydrogen from natural gas that we drill right here in Pennsylvania. We can become energy independent.
We should roll back environmental regulations?
To a certain extent, for sure. In fact, the environmental regulatory infrastructure promotes pollution, if you can imagine that, because they get captured by the polluting industries. And so, once the lobbyists of the polluting industries start giving their money to the regulators, then the regulators end up making regulations in favor of the polluters.
Right, I'm not sure I follow that, but we'll leave that go. And now, for now, what other issues do you talk about or espouse if elected?
Well, I think we really need to reform law enforcement. It has lost a lot of confidence in the public in recent years, and it's not currently operating the way that it was initially intended. So Pennsylvania was founded in, 1664, and that's when the first policing was adopted with the constable system. Okay, so I'm a Pennsylvania state constable, and the constables were the first law enforcement in Pennsylvania, and they were elected, and they're still elected. However, from that time till now, the power has been taken away from the elected constables and given to centralized police forces, such as the state police and municipal police. And so, and they're underfunded and incapable of providing policing around the entire state, for instance, in the rural townships. So right now, if you're in a rural township and you have, you know, a burglary or you get into a car accident and you call for police assistance, the state police may only have one or two troopers on duty, and they may be across the other side of the county. And so it may take a half hour to 45 minutes for them to get to you, whereas your local elected constable could be, you know, your next-door neighbor. And so we really need to restore the elected constables and sheriffs to the primary policing duties instead of the state police and municipal police.
Other topics, funding the state police, that's a big pickle. That's right. It's currently in the PennDOT funding primarily.
Yeah, like I said, it's definitely a funding issue for the centralized police forces, and we can alleviate this by using local police. So the townships could pay their local constable. Right now, generally, policing and ordinance enforcement is not done by constables, but it could be, and it would be a lot cheaper than having troopers.
You got 30 seconds for a closing remark. Anything to add? We're just about out of time.
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, look, if you want another option, the Democrats and Republicans have been pursuing inevitably the exact same course, which is to centralize authority and remove individual freedom. And so if you want to go in the other direction, if you want to have more control over your own life, vote Libertarian. Write in or vote for Thomas Anderson if I'm hopefully on the ballot, and you can reach out to the Department of State and ask them to put me on the ballot.
Or write your name in. Thomas Anderson, a Millville Libertarian candidate for 27th District, desperately fighting in the courts to get his name on the ballot. If not, you can write it in the space provided. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for coming in.
Thomas Anderson is also going to be invited on WKOK's On the Mark program for an appearance next week.